Lesson 105, 1 Corinthians chapters 5 and 6. Introduction. The Apostle Paul cautioned the saints against allowing wicked people to influence them. He warned the saints to avoid the immoral philosophies and practices prevalent in Corinth. Suggestions for teaching. 1 Corinthians 5. Paul cautions the saints against keeping company with those who willfully choose to sin. On the board, draw a simple picture of a bowl of fresh fruit, with one rotten piece of fruit in it. Alternatively, you could display a rotten piece of fruit. What would happen if you allowed a rotten piece of fruit to remain in a bowl with other fresh fruit? What could the rotten piece of fruit represent in our lives? Influences that could harm us. Invite students to look for truths as they study 1 Corinthians 5, that can help them better respond to harmful influences in their lives. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 5, 1 through 2 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for a wicked practice among the Corinthian saints. What wicked practice existed among the Corinthian saints? Explain that fornication refers to any sexual relations outside of marriage. One of the church members in Corinth had engaged in sexual sin with his stepmother. According to verse 2, what did Paul counsel church leaders to do with this person? Explain that the phrase, taken away from among you, in verse 2, means the sinner was to be excommunicated from the church. Point out that church leaders carefully consider many factors before excommunication or any other form of church discipline takes place. In addition to considering how serious the transgression is, church leaders consider the various purposes for church discipline: to help a person repent, to protect those who would be negatively affected by a person's actions or the spreading of that person's beliefs, and to protect the integrity of the church's teachings. See Church Discipline, MormonNewsroom.org. Invite students to read 1 Corinthians 5, 6-7 aloud, and ask the class to look for the analogy Paul used to explain why this individual needed to be removed from the church. What did Paul compare unrepentant sinners to? Explain that leaven, or yeast, eventually causes bread to spoil or become moldy. How much leaven is needed to affect an entire lump of dough? What does the lump of dough represent? The Church of Jesus Christ. How would you summarize the meaning of this analogy as a principle? Using their own words, students should identify a principle similar to the following. If we choose to closely associate with those who embrace sin, we can be influenced by their wickedness. Write this truth on the board. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 5, 9-11 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for counsel Paul gave the Corinthian saints. What did Paul instruct the Corinthian saints to avoid? To help students further understand Paul's counsel not to keep company with fornicators or others who embrace sin, provide students with a copy of the following statement by Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask a student to read it aloud. Quote, "Do not company with fornicators, not because you are too good for them, but as C.S. Lewis wrote, because you are not good enough. Remember that bad situations can wear down even good people." End quote. From the Stern but Sweet Seventh Commandment, New Era, June 1979. How might closely associating with those who embrace sin weaken our ability to make righteous choices? What are some examples of bad situations that can wear down good people? What can we do without compromising our standards to help individuals who have embraced sin? We can pray for them, show kindness and respect for them as children of God, and set a righteous example of keeping the commandments. Invite students to prayerfully consider what they can do to influence others in a positive way without compromising their standards. Summarize 1 Corinthians 5, 12-13, by explaining that Paul taught that the church has a responsibility to call members to repentance, and in some cases to put away from among the church, see verse 13, those who commit serious transgressions. 1 Corinthians 6. Paul teaches the saints about unity and the law of chastity. Draw another simple picture on the board of a bowl of rotten fruit with one piece of good fruit in it. Invite students to consider if they have ever wondered how to avoid sin when it is all around them. Point out that this was the challenge the Corinthian saints faced. As students study 1 Corinthians 6, invite them to look for truths Paul taught that can help them live righteously despite being surrounded by wicked influences. Summarize 1 Corinthians 6, 1-8 by explaining that Paul counseled the Corinthian saints to righteously resolve disputes among themselves rather than immediately resorting to civil courts. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for sinful practices in Corinth that Paul taught church members to avoid. What types of sinful behaviors did Paul teach church members to avoid? According to verse 11, what did Paul remind these saints about themselves? Many converts from Corinth had participated in these sinful behaviors before joining the church, but they had repented and been cleansed from their sins. Explain that ancient Corinth had a reputation of immorality, and many Corinthians promoted the idea that our body was made for pleasure. Summarize the Joseph Smith translation of 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12, by explaining that Paul taught against the philosophy that there is no right or wrong. How were the ideas and practices in Corinth similar to trends we see in the world today? Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 6, 13 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul taught about the purpose of our bodies. What did Paul teach about our bodies? While many of the Corinthians apparently believed that the body was made simply for physical pleasures, Paul corrected that view by teaching that our bodies were created to accomplish the Lord's purposes. Summarize 1 Corinthians 6, 14-17 by explaining that those who join the church become one with Christ as spiritual members of His body. Paul also explained that sexual immorality is incompatible with a spiritual relationship with God. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 6, 18 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul taught the Corinthian saints to do. You may want to point out that the Joseph Smith translation of 1 Corinthians 6, 18 changes the phrase "without the body" to "against the body of Christ." What did Paul teach the Corinthian saints to do? What truth did Paul teach about those who commit fornication? You may want to suggest that students mark the words in verse 18 that teach the following truth. Those who commit fornication sin against their bodies. Explain that Paul next taught why fornication or sexual immorality is a sin against the person's own body. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 6, 19 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul compared our bodies to. What did Paul compare our bodies to? Note, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20 is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way, so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. Display a picture of a temple. What is the difference between a temple and any other building? How would you summarize the truth Paul taught in verse 19? Students may use other words, but should identify the following doctrine. Our bodies are temples of God in which the Spirit can dwell. How can understanding that our bodies are temples influence how we treat our bodies and the bodies of others? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask the class to listen for additional insights about how understanding this truth can influence how we treat our bodies. Quote, "Acknowledging these truths from 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, we would certainly not deface our body, as with tattoos, or debilitate it, as with drugs, or defile it, as with fornication, adultery, or immodesty. As our body is the instrument of our spirit, it is vital that we care for it as best we can. We should consecrate its powers to serve and further the work of Christ. End quote. From Reflections on a Consecrated Life, Ensign Orliahona, November 2010. What do you think Paul meant by the phrase, "Ye are not your own," in verse 19? Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 6:20 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for why our bodies are not our own. What phrase indicates why our bodies are not our own? Explain that "bought with a price" means to be redeemed or brought back through the atonement of Jesus Christ. How would you summarize a truth from verses 19 and 20? After students respond, consider inviting them to write the following truth in their scriptures near verses 19 and 20. Because we have been bought with a price through the atonement of Jesus Christ, our bodies are not our own. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "Please never say, 'Who does it hurt? Why not a little freedom? I can transgress now and repent later.' Please don't be so foolish and so cruel. You cannot with impunity crucify Christ afresh. Flee fornication," Paul cries, "and flee anything like unto it," the Doctrine and Covenants adds. Why? Well, for one reason, because of the incalculable suffering in both body and spirit endured by the Savior of the world, so that we could flee. We owe him something for that. Indeed, we owe him everything for that. End quote. From Personal Purity, Ensign, November 1998. How should remembering that our bodies are not our own influence the choices we make regarding our bodies? Refer students to the picture on the board of the fresh piece of fruit surrounded by rotten fruit. How can understanding these truths about our bodies help us remain pure when we are surrounded by wickedness? Testify of the truths you have discussed. Invite students to ponder the impressions or promptings they may receive during the lesson and to act on those promptings. Scripture Mastery, 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. Invite students to write a brief talk based on 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. Encourage them to include the following. Number 1, the background information related to this passage. Background information can be found on the Scripture Mastery card. Number 2, the principle that it teaches. And number 3, a personal experience that illustrates the truth that this passage teaches. You could invite a few students to present their talks to the class. Encourage students to consider opportunities they may have to present their talks at home or at church.